CBS Eye on the World from the surface of planet Earth. We're going to Boca Chica, Texas, the site of the spectacular Starship on Super Heavy launch by SpaceX. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black, is here because while the SpaceX crew is rebuilding for the next test, they've always emphasized this is test, test, test. There are questions. Bob, who is asking the questions?
The federal bureaucracy is, as I say in my headline, it's gleefully sharpening its knives to shut down Boca Chica. That's very clearly what's going on. The FAA has already grounded all launches, and the Fish and Wildlife has issued statements about how horrible that launch was, how it did terrible damage to the property of SpaceX and local region, and it's very clear that they're going to prevent further launches if at all possible. They're certainly going to do an environmental inspection, and they're going to want to delay this as long as they can. What's interesting about the Fish and Wildlife is they scream and yell about how terrible this launch was and how it sent debris all over the place. But then, as an aside, they mentioned no debris was found on lands belonging to their wildlife refuge. And they also add, quote, there's no evidence that the launch and debris that was created harmed any lifetime. Quote, at this time, no dead animals, no dead bird or wildlife has been found in the refuge-owned or managed land, the agency said. In other words, it didn't really cause any harm, which is not a surprise, because we've been launching out of a wildlife refuge in Kennedy now for more than half a century, and that wildlife thrives. You not only prevent development, but the wildlife isn't harmed by any launches, and it wouldn't be harmed by a SpaceX launch either. But, you know, they're sharpening their knives.
Sure.
I personally am very doubtful, actually, SpaceX is going to get another launch off out of Boca Chica, even though NASA very much wants them to. NASA needs Space Starship to land on the moon, and they want Spaceship
and
Starship
to must set a couple of months, so we don't have long to wait to see if they're going to make them wait longer. We're going to go to SpaceX doing business. Remember, this is a commercial company, not a government company. It has to make money or it fails. They've got a new deal with Canada. Is that where it is?
Yes, SpaceX is Starlink constellation, providing internet to rural and out-of-way areas, has signed a deal with the Canadian phone company Rogers Communications to provide satellite-to-phone communications to customers throughout Canada. What's interesting about this deal is that SpaceX is actually shaping the deal very similar to the way OneWeb does things. Up to now, SpaceX has offered its services directly to individuals, while OneWeb offers it to communications companies and big companies who then parcel it out to their individual customers. In this case, SpaceX is doing what Web does. It's made a deal with a major communications company, which will then provide the service to individual people. This puts SpaceX and Starlink in direct competition with OneWeb, which, from my point of view, is wonderful because it will allow users of the internet to have competing service opportunities and therefore be able to cut the cost of getting internet service anywhere in the world.
I just checked. We're on Starlink right now. So we go from SpaceX's Starlink. We go from Canada. We go to Vandenberg. Now, Bob, Vandenberg is in California, and it used to be a military launch site. So why does SpaceX need Vandenberg?
Vandenberg is still a military Space Force base, but they also have lots of launches from there, military as well as commercial, and they have basically accepted the idea of my policy paper capitalism in space, and they're trying to lease out launch sites to various companies. SpaceX has been launching from Vandenberg for several years, so it's other commercial companies. They lease launch sites. ULA has been launching out of Vandenberg for decades, and the launch site it uses, called Slick 6, is the one that was originally built for the shuttle, or at least adapted for the shuttle, but never launched the shuttle. And so eventually Vandenberg leased it to ULA, and ULA has been launching its Delta family of rockets from that launch pad for years. It's now retiring the Delta rockets, and so Vandenberg was going to lease that site out. A lot of companies were bidding for it. SpaceX has gotten the lease. They say the lease is for launching Falcon rockets. This is a big site. It was, remember, made for the shuttle. I would not be at all surprised if SpaceX starts to reconfigure this for Starship launches as well, John, down the line. This now gives SpaceX 6 launch pads, some still under construction, 3 at Kennedy, 2 at Vandenberg, and 1 at Boca Chica. This company has a lot of facilities for launching, and you know what? It's not enough.
What is Maxar?
Maxar is a commercial company that does launches constellations to look at the Earth, selling for commercial and military purposes. Well, they did a cool thing. They took a picture of a NASA Landsat satellite up close, made a little movie out of it, actually. This is to demonstrate the capability of their observation satellites. This is to sell their product to others, you know. They can not only do observations of the Earth for you, but they can observe other satellites. Both the military and commercial satellite customers are going to like this process because military can do surveillance, and commercial satellite companies can do observations of their own satellites to see their status, their state, their condition over time, John.
Raytheon got the memo, Bob. They're changing their way of doing business in outer space. Good for them. They're not stubborn. This is big space, old days, 20th century model. They make a lot of weapons, too. And what is their fresh approach?
Let me quote from the Raytheon official. "Let's call it what it is," he said. "Raytheon and many of our traditional defense primes were constructed around sole source, classified, cost-plus businesses and 5 to 7 year acquisition cycles. Now those markets no longer exist. The military has switched to fixed price contracts, issuing quickly for many different small satellites. And Raytheon's not built for that. They've been competing for those contracts and not getting them because they're not built to do this efficiently. So the company has made the decision to sell their products to other satellite companies rather than trying to win government contracts. Let the other companies bid for the government contracts, and then they'll provide them their products to help them operate. And this way they don't have to compete for contracts. They can sell more quickly. And in the meantime, they can then restructure their company, trim it down, make it more efficient so that they can compete for those contracts more effectively. They're basically, once again, accepting the recommendations of capitalism in space, which is to be a provider of services to the government as a private business.
30 seconds, Bob. What is cost plus? Explain that.
Cost plus is something that NASA came up with in the 60s because it was so cutting edge rocketry. Companies didn't want to bid on things because they didn't know if anything would work, and if there were problems, the costs would rise and they'd lose money on the contracts. So NASA created cost plus. They were going to pay for all the costs plus 10% for profits. Well, what that ended up doing is, of course, they've created very expensive contracts and very little incentive for efficiency. Fixed price, you build it at the cost. And that's the way contracts have always been, and that's the way they are now.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.